What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Bloomberg reporting, Larry Summers, the distinguished economist, former president of Harvard, former secretary of the Treasury, now commenting upon the state of the economy. The headline, Summers says recession probabilities rising, Fed nearing the end. Subhead, job market softens only a bit, keeping Fed on track for May hike in the Federal Reserve rates. Fed traders eye CPI after jobs data boost odds of a May hike. I welcome Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist, commenting on, he's seen everything three or four times. So a May hike is not exactly backbreaking. However, the question here for some time has been, has the Fed's raising of rates in an accelerated fashion over the last year? A year ago it was 0.25, now it's 5%. Has that caused disruptions in the market that can't be solved? Or the May hike, has everybody already priced it in? Jim, the gossip on Wall Street is Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve have to make a cut, not a hike, a cut, because the recession is upon us. Larry Summers is indicating it's not here. Is it here? Is it not here? Is it a profound difference for the Fed? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. It's almost here. I mean, we're seeing the effects. The economy is slowing down, but it hasn't slowed down quite enough. Based on my experience, the shock of going through the Volcker years, I can see this inflation fight going on through 2024. But call me Joe Doomsday. But the fact is that the Fed rate hikes so far, based on the jobs numbers that came out today, are not severe enough. They're not hitting the brakes hard enough to really slow the economy and bring down inflation. And so they will have to raise again in May for sure. I predict that they may raise one more time this year. We're going into an election year, so they're going to be cautious because they are political. But I don't think the rate hikes will be over in May.
The Wall Street Journal reporting about these jobs numbers. The red-hot labor market cooled some in March. They go on to explain employers added 236,000 workers, historically strong gain, but the smallest in more than 2 years. Adding more Americans jumped into the labor market in March, helping take pressure off wage increases. Average hourly earnings rose 4.2% last month from a year earlier, the smallest annual gain since mid-2021. Jim, you've been educating me about people who live paycheck to paycheck, and some or all of the subsidies, the bonuses, the spending from the pandemic are ending or have ended. And what are people doing for cash, Jim? Where can they find the supplement that they've been living with and counting on, say, for gasoline, electricity, housing?
Yeah, that's amazing that you should bring that up, because I took my wife to her hairdresser about a week ago, and there was a woman in the waiting room, and she was a welfare case. She had two children who were autistic. I was eavesdropping. She had just lost something like $200 a week in food subsidies that disappeared with the sunsetting of the COVID emergency aid. And she's wondering, like, where's the money going to come from? I have to afford somebody to take care of my kids while I work more to make more money. So multiply her by hundreds of thousands of people who were getting this aid, they suddenly have to replace that income and they're going into the job market. So that's skewing the figures. The other thing, all these storms we've had have skewed the figures too. It puts people out of work. It will put people back to work as the rebuilding starts. So I don't pay too much attention to these numbers. They do show some softening in the economy, but how much softening remains to be seen. And maybe we probably won't know until the July numbers come out.
Where the jobs are, the Wall Street Journal reporting, restaurants, bars, hospitals, nursing homes drove March's job growth. Meanwhile, employers in sectors that boomed early in the pandemic, as Americans were stuck at home, cut jobs last month, construction, manufacturing, and retail. So hospitality and healthcare is booming. Those are not highly paid employment. Those are tips or minimum wage jobs. That would explain the increase in jobs month to month, but would also explain that nobody's getting rich out there. We're not having cash stuffed in our pockets that we need to go spend. That would suggest the retail numbers are going to slow or already have slowed, Jim.
They've already slowed. Yeah, because the lower income people are already in a recession. You know, inflation is still at 6%. They're losing their subsidies. So everything is much more expensive for them. These people are living paycheck to paycheck if they're lucky. Now, the recession is here for some class of people. But as you can see, with the hotel bookings are up, the upper middle classes are still traveling. They're still eating out. So it's, the Fed's actions are hitting the population unevenly at this point. When does it catch up to all of us? Again, I don't think we'll know until maybe July.
The little town I frequent nearby on the weekends used to have a lot of help wanted signs in the windows. It's hard to see what's no longer there. They're no longer there, Jim. Are you seeing the same thing in Lancaster?
Yes, I'm seeing those signs are being replaced by commercial real estate for lease signs. And I mean, these signs have proliferated like tulips. I mean, they're all over the place. I would love to be a sign painter. They're making money. So it tells me that a lot of retailers have just given up. A lot of service companies apparently either don't need the office space anymore because of remote work or that their income streams are drying up. Let me say anecdotally, too, healthcare. Our hospital system up here just laid off 80 workers. They weren't nurses. They weren't frontline people, but they were office people, you know, the people that make the appointments and do your paperwork. So they're getting squeezed. They're trying to keep their earnings going. So it tells me that people are postponing doctor's appointments or not keeping them because they're being pressured for money.
A variety of layoffs here suggest tech and finance and entertainment. Zoom is laying off 1,300, despite the fact that we all depend on Zoom. Goldman Sachs Group says it had planned to cut 3,200 jobs. Those won't be minimum wage jobs. Walt Disney is laying off thousands starting in March and will continue. So those are not fleeting decisions made. There's a cutback in retail sales and people going to the entertainment. It's time now to turn to your observation of the stock market. You are my perma bear. We've been in a rally since the election day. Are we still in a rally, Jim? I'm seeing tech up for the year.
I would get out of the market here. I'd take my profits. You know, I don't pick individual stocks. I'm just looking at the big picture.
Right.
Play it safe. You know, there's an old saw, go away in May. I think it really matters this year because imagine the economy is an Uber and you're an Uber driver and the Fed is in control of gasoline and it keeps on cutting your allotment of gasoline. Well, you're not going to get that many fares. You're not going to make your car payments, blah, blah, blah. You know, credit and money is the fuel that moves our economy, and we're getting less and less of it. So all these companies that you hold stock in are going to see earnings squeezed. We don't know by how much, so it's impossible to rationally value these securities right now. So I would get out of the way. There's an off ramp, you know, certain safe bonds and insured CDs for people who don't have tax headaches will offer a greater return than you're going to get on most stocks.
Jim McTagg, former Washington editor, Barron's. I'm John Beck.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.